Welcome again to Wisdom from the Word. I'm Alan Chambers, your host. As always, feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. If you'd like, you may email me at wisdomfromthewordfirst@gmail.com. Text or call 252-316-2667 or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Today's topic is being thankful in a COVID world. It's still here. COVID, that is. Sometimes it seems like it has been around forever. But actually, it started this past March, and there is no end in sight. It just goes on and on and on. There is sustained unease as COVID just continues. There is, however, some encouragement in knowing that most people who get COVID recover from it. But there is also lingering concern as more and more of us not only know someone who has had COVID, but we know someone who's died from it. The randomness of it all gets our attention. We hear about 90-year-olds who get it and recover from it, and the middle-aged healthy person who gets it and dies. There just seems to be no rhyme or reason sometimes. Overall, there's just the ongoing uncomfortableness of knowing that there is something out there that seems to be random and that we cannot control. It is in this context that we are entering the Christmas season. There are warnings out there about too many people gathering together, wearing your mask, even suggestions that we wear our mask when we're eating and take it down to take a bite of food and then put it back up. These warnings may not stop people from celebrating, but they certainly can put a damper on celebrations. So what do we as Christians do? How can we remain thankful in a situation like this? Perhaps the key is remembering. Not just accidentally remembering as things happen to come to our mind, but intentionally remembering. We need to intentionally call to mind facts that we know and are aware of, but that they are easy to forget under the stress of life, especially life in a COVID world. Facts about who God is and what He says and how we are to live. We need to intentionally remember to remind ourselves of God's truth. Remember the context of Scripture, that Scripture that we believe, that we love, and that we follow. That Scripture was not given in a world that was problem-free. There were troubles in the world, disease, death, judgment, persecution, inequity, all kinds of evil. The specific issues we face today may be different, but the world is not different. It always was sinful. Scripture is still true even in our sinful world, and we are still to prayerfully follow it with the help of the Holy Spirit. Remember the context of Scripture. The context of Scripture is that what we are facing today is not as unusual as we think it is. We are not in control, and we were never in control. But this is the context that God's Scriptures speak to us and expect us to live. Also remember those who went before us. Now, the younger you are, sometimes it seems like this is harder to do. But in the Bible, we're given a hall of faith in Hebrews 11 to remind us of biblical saints who went before us, living a life of faith in difficult situations. Situations they often did not fully understand or even like. They continued to walk by faith. Many of us also have a hall of faith of Christians we have known who live for Christ in confusing and sometimes difficult circumstances. The example of parents and other relatives, other Christians that we have known who lived through difficulties, continuing to praise and be thankful to God in the middle of their circumstances, even their difficult and confusing circumstances. We need to remember today, how has God kept and protected you today? Tomorrow was never promised, even before COVID came on the scene. The promise was always for today. Because we live in a world of relative peace and ease, we assume we will have tomorrow. But that's not the promise. God has given us today, and we are to live today. Not forgetting about the future, but realizing that we have been given the present, and that is the context that we live. We have much to be thankful for right now. Don't let fear of tomorrow stop you from being thankful now. We also need to remember that God's promise is His presence. He does not promise us worldly peace and prosperity, but He promises that He will be with us through everything. One of my favorite places where this promise is given is in Matthew 1:23. This is the promise that the angels gave regarding the birth of Jesus. Matthew 1:23 says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." We have His presence. Even death isn't a threat. Now don't get me wrong, we are to enjoy life and live it to its fullest. But death is not something that we as Christians fear. We know that our life and our death is in God's hands, and that we have His presence. Something I was reading recently put it this way: if we live, He will be with us. If we die, we will be with Him. That is the promise God gives us as Christians. Whether we live or die, it's okay. We are with Him. And in that context, we can experience whatever we go through in this life, knowing that this life is not the end. But there is an eternal life that awaits us. So that even when we're not happy with many things in our life today, we can still rejoice in the presence of God. We can still rejoice in the goodness of Him, in the good things that He gives us and allows us, instead of focusing on the things that we do not have. Focus on the things that He has given us, and most of all, focus on the fact that He is with us. Who knows how long we'll be dealing with COVID? Who knows what the new normal will be? But as Christians, we do know, no matter what happens, God is with us, and He is enough for whatever we face. Again, I'm Alan Chambers, and this is a presentation of Wisdom from the Word. Wisdom from the Word would love to encourage you and help you grow in Christ. You may email me at wisdomfromthewordfirst@gmail.com. Call or text 252-316-2667. Or check out our website at www.wisdomfromtheword.org. Thank you for listening. See you next time.